Let's go.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams. Yeah. Nights with DJ Fusion, strengthening the lives of Madison's most vulnerable youth and families for over 50 years. Briar Patch Youth Services offers a broad array of programs to runaway, homeless, and at-risk youth across Madison and Dane County. 93.1 Jams, unity in the community. I've teamed up with the amazing team at Briar Patch to create a community awareness and resource platform. Stay attached with Briar Patch. If you're a teen or a youth in Madison or Dane County with questions, Briar Patch Youth Services is available toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-800-798-1126. More information is available on all programs at www.briarpatch.org. Madtown, let's stay attached with Briar Patch. Our children are our future.
Kate, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. What do you do here at Briar Patch?
So I am a weekly volunteer, and primarily what I do is answer phone calls. So when you call the helpline at 608-251-1126, sometimes a staff person will pick up, and sometimes a volunteer will.
Okay.
So volunteers are often the first people that you talk to. We try to get the lay of the land, the situation, hear what's going on, and see if there's any way that Briar Patch could help.
That has to be something that deep down inside, like, you know, you're really helping the community. It has to feel really amazing to be in this position.
Yeah, I'm super grateful that they have volunteer positions and that the staff here are very supportive. It's a very collaborative atmosphere.
What do you like best about being here at Briar Patch?
I really love talking to youth and their families. I think my favorite thing about Briar Patch is the emphasis on youth choice. The homeless shelter and any sort of counseling services are all voluntary. When you are a young person, you know, 14 and on up, it can feel like a lot of your life isn't in your control.
Absolutely.
And so at Briar Patch, we try to be really clear about what we can and can't do and your choices. And we try to help youth think through what their options are. If you don't want to stay in the shelter, that's okay. Let's find a different way to improve your safety. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to talk to somebody, that's okay. Come back if and when you do. If you do want to stay in the shelter and talk to somebody right now, let's work on that together.
And even just, you know, getting a solid meal, a shower, doing some laundry, like some things that we should be able to do at home, but maybe you can't right now.
Absolutely. Basic needs are something we can definitely help with.
And that might be, you know, if you're listening to this right now as a youth and you're wondering, like, you know, why don't I have some of these things? You know, I need soap to shower. I need something to wash my clothes. I need somewhere to do it. Going out on your own in the middle of the night or something, like, that's not a safe option to go out and look for these. Like, if you don't have it at home, Briar Patch is probably the best place that I could think of where you could come and be safe and stable.
Yeah, I certainly think so. Laundry can be expensive. Taking things, trying to find resources in the community can take a lot of time and be really hard. And I like that Briar Patch is a hub for many different kinds of resources, not only basic needs, but also the ability to talk to a safe adult. We have programs if you want to talk to and think about any gender and sexuality concerns that you might have, or identity things that you're thinking about. We have a really good job program.
And I think too, with, you know, the youth that are staying in the shelter here, they're going to school. They're still going to be able to go to school, and Briar Patch can help get them there. They can work with the school and get them back and forth and make sure that they're still receiving their education and having a safe and stable place.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're here as a volunteer. What does the volunteer program kind of look like, you know, for maybe someone that's thinking about, maybe I want to help in the community and do some more? Like, what would be the best way to approach that?
Sure. So volunteers usually come in for a few hours a week. There's plenty of training, so don't feel like you need a background. Really, all you need is a desire to help, the ability to be kind, and a willingness to learn, because there's a good training program and staff are really supportive. So I would say, if you want to volunteer, reach out and see when our next scheduled training is.
And there's so many youth that need it, and volunteers are absolutely essential. So if you find it deep down in your heart that you're looking for something to do, Briar Patch is an absolute beautiful place to come and help out in the community.
Yeah, I think it's a really great opportunity.
Kate, I really appreciate you telling me about what you do here and volunteering at Briar Patch.
Thank you.
Stay attached with Briar Patch at madtownjams.com, where you can learn more about all of the amazing programs at Briar Patch Youth Services.